It's been 7 weeks. Those 33 Chilean miners remain trapped underground. Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, it's a long time.
I mean, they're working to prepare for their rescue, but much of the time is empty. I mean, how would any of us fill it?
Well, to help pass the time, authorities are sending a number of items down a 3.19-inch wide supply line. Food, water, magazines, Bibles, journals, short stories, even a fiber optic projector so they can watch movies and football matches on a 50-inch screen on the cave wall.
Now, that certainly helps. But there's also iPods filled with music. Requests from the miners, of course. But along with a team of psychologists, Chilean authorities have also carefully selected a playlist of songs to send down to the miners, whose ages range from 19 to 63. A lot of options, you have to figure.
That's a mix of some favorite Latin rhythms, cumbia, reggaeton, but they're also partial to a little Elvis Presley. His complete discography has been sent down.
Really?
And that's a lot of Elvis. I mean, he did a lot of recordings.
Well, they got a lot of time to fill, that's for sure. For those younger miners, there's Daddy Yankee's latest album sent down and signed by the singer. Nightlife, that song from his latest album. Some of the songs on the iPods reflect the sense of history.
Since the accident, some local artists have been so moved by the plight of the miners that they've written and composed their own songs for the trapped 33. This is a cueca. It's the most traditional folk genre in Chile. And this track, Cueca a los Mineros, celebrates the miners' courage. The composer is Victor Camposano. He's a renowned folk singer who's played to big crowds all over Chile. But he told our partner, the BBC, that writing this particular song felt different.
This is a song of hope. I wanted to express my joy. I wrote it not just as an expression of a folk artist, but needed to as a Chilean citizen. We were so moved after we found out that they had survived the collapse of the mine on August 5th and had stayed alive for 17 days until they were found, all 33 of them.
But hopefully the miners have eclectic tastes, because the playlist goes pretty far beyond folk music. Soy un minero, soy un minero, soy un minero,
soy un minero, soy un minero, soy un minero, soy un minero. This track is getting heavy rotation airplay in Chile. It's written by Jose Aguirre Cuevas, who sang his Go Miners song live on national television, where it immediately struck a chord with the public, and for Jose, the response proved overwhelming.
We couldn't anticipate the effects or how people would react. For us, it was very important that the families of the miners would be pleased, and we know that they love it. We don't know what the miners thought, though. We wanted them to know that there are 17 million Chileans waiting for them to be rescued.
A whole nation and its artists, all desperate to perform, to party as soon as the miners get out. They're all going to have to wait till at least the end of October, when, according to officials, the rescue mission could come to an end. But composer Victor Camposano told the BBC he's still getting ready to party.
I believe all Chilean artists would like to sing for them live, and who knows, we'd maybe even compose a bigger piece for them, such as a cantata, for the next generations to learn what these men went through.
From the top of the charts to those trapped 2,000 feet below the earth, we watch and hope and listen. They'll get a chance to sing their own song before long. Thanks to our partners over at the BBC for supplying those voices and interviews of artists all around Chile. Joining us now, Eva Salinas, editor of the Santiago Times, live from Santiago, Chile. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, we hear that all Chileans feel that they have some sort of role in both the rescue and the waiting and the watching. Artists have been mobilized. What's the update on the miners? Could they really get out by the end of October?
It appears that that they could. I think that some of the rescue crews appear to be a bit surprised by the advances of two out of three of the rescue efforts right now, and it could be a month.
And you're on a phone line there with a little bit of noise down there in Santiago. Eva, you know, it seems as though as time goes on, this gathers momentum. It's not the kind of thing where people are forgetting at all and moving on to other news.
Sorry, the connection there was just a bit lost. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. It seems like as time goes on, this gathers momentum among Chileans. They're more and more involved. They haven't moved on to other things necessarily.
Yeah, no, there's been certainly a few other issues, Mapuche hunger strike and some environmental issues that are starting to gain momentum, but the interest in the miners has never, ever faded, especially when Chile celebrated its Independence Day just last weekend. The miners were still front and center on the minds of all Chileans. I was at a small asado, a typical afternoon celebration last weekend, and there was you had a family of a huge family celebration of Chileans sitting down to play their folk music, which is very typical on this day, and people were singing, just as you kind of mentioned earlier, a cueca for the miners. So it's still, the miners are still on people's minds, and everyone's still watching the rescue very, very closely.
And what's your favorite song from all of this composing for the miners, and what song would you need to have if you were actually trapped down there, Eva?
Well, I don't have a favorite of the new stuff yet. That's I'm just hearing myself, but certainly there's been a lot of mining music music with mining themes and ode to the miner that has gone on for a long time, and I think we're going to see a lot more new compositions, and this story is certainly going to filter down through local culture, not only music but just arts and culture in general. And I think some of the music that you mentioned has certainly been a combination of, for the miners, they need to hear it to have this sense of normalcy, but also because it is so typical Chilean, and this month has been so key for music is just so important to Chile this month as they celebrated the bicentennial.
Right. So. Instant mythology, instant art from the story of those Chilean miners trapped underground. Eva Salinas, editor of the Santiago Times. What song would you absolutely need on your playlist if you were in their situation? Call us at 877-8MAITE. Treinta y tres están conmigo.